Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Heron Document Systems, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, H&H Lifestyles, Jessup Furniture, Parker's, Shell and Hogan, and by Nat's Landing. Now here is your host, John Wetzler.
Welcome to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am John Wetzler. We are on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's Island, where we've been every week and will hopefully continue to be for more weeks to come. On Wednesday at 7:30 this season, this segment of the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Urgent Med 1, Urgent Med Plus, Heron Document Systems, Parker's, H&H Lifestyles, Jessup Furniture, Shell and Hogan, and by our host, Nat's Landing. And now, joining us is head coach of the Frederick Academy Knights, Brandon Derrick.
Wild and festive crowd tonight, right?
It is. Thank you all for coming out.
Yeah. We had a big crowd Friday night at the game, too, so it was a good setting. I thought it was a good night overall.
Yeah, it was. It was probably one of the most exciting football games I've ever seen at Frederick Academy.
We put up some points. I thought we played well, come out with a lot of intensity, got up early 21-0. And answered the bell for them. I thought Tiff was a very good football team going in. Had a very good running back, offensive line was very strong. We thought we could outskill them in some areas, and they actually did kind of exactly what we drew on the board on Monday, and they didn't really change much from it. So it wasn't very difficult for us offensively to see what we needed to do, and change and make some adjustments here and there. But I thought the kids did a great job, come out, played well, started out, and we jumped out 21-0 right there. I think maybe at the end of the first quarter, it was pretty close, or right at the beginning of the second quarter. And, got a few things we got to correct. I think we need to practice on tackling a little bit this week. We've been doing that a lot. But we're in the spots to make plays. We just got to make them. And it was a good opening round for us.
Well, I was standing in for Jeff Doak doing the radio show, and we wanted to give the player of the game to the offensive line and the defensive line, particularly the defensive line. We felt like the way that we neutralized number 9, Massey, especially on the defensive front, and the way we contained him and kept turning the play in, where all he could do was have to run through people, which, because we were fundamentally sound as a team, we pretty much neutralized him. I mean, he still had, despite the fact that we played one of the best defensive games that I've seen all season, he still had, a pretty decent game for somebody who was a 1,000-plus yard runner, and I think the best running back we faced all season. We pretty much neutralized him.
I thought we did a great job containing the edge. And of course, kind of going into it, talking to coaches around the state and talking to Coach Henderson, who had just played those guys over there in Valwood. He and I talked a little bit and have good reports that, listen, Massey's going to get his 100, 150 yards. You just got to contain everything else. And, our biggest thing this week, talking defensively, was not so much not containing them as we got to get off the field on third down. We gave up too many first downs on third down and medium and long, and that's been kind of a sense of what we've talked about, making the tackles. We gave up jumping off sides, had 4 offside penalties at prolonged drives. And I talked to the guys, had we made tackles and got off the field on third down like we should, and then the offense gets the ball back, I felt like the game could have been 63 or 70-14. I thought that was offensively, that was how we were kind of moving the ball that effortlessly, because we were blocking people down on the first level, second level really well, and our offensive line did a great job. They they blitz everybody in different places and slanted, but we practiced it so much during the week, you know, that it was kind of easy for our guys to see it, and our scout team did a great job of getting them prepared for that. So, you know, it really paid off because they're blitzing and slanting the different angles, and our guys knew what to do, and they picked it up, and we were able to bust some big runs and big pass plays and things like that, you know. And that's big for us. If we get out, our offense can make some big plays. You know, everybody gets excited, and the kids get excited.
Well, this is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I agree. I was just very impressed with the – particularly on the offensive line. I was impressed with the way we were firing off the ball. I was impressed with the technique. I was impressed with the way that we were putting our heads on the right side of people's shoulders, with the way we were moving people down the football field, the way that we just got it, our bodies positioned to be able to make a crease. And then Isaiah Jackson was outstanding. He was the player of the game. Not that we didn't labor over that with all the performances of so many different people. We mentioned probably six different people who were so influential and, you know, just being consistent throughout the game. I'll tell you, one person that I mentioned was JT Elliott. He was coming from that secondary defensive position and containing, regardless of which side of the ball that it was going to. He was containing, even if he wasn't in on the play, he was where he needed to be, play after play after play. Not just him, but Harry Beal and Rhett and the whole defensive front was playing, you know. Jernigan was in on every single play. Harry was in on every single play. Jalen was making tackles from 20 yards away across the field, several touchdown saving tackles. I mean, it was a total team effort. I mean, there really wasn't anybody throughout the game that really was, you know, dispensable.
Yeah.
To what we did, but the defense to me set the tone, and we had confidence. Unlike the Edmund Burke game, where we did not have confidence.
Yeah, I thought the kids came out, and, you know, the first quarter defensively kind of set the tone. I think probably one of the biggest plays we overlook was when Massey broke it and Jalen ran him down, and I just said before we go out, listen, if they break one, run them down and make them snap it again. Just make them snap it again and let's play defense. And he ran him down at the 9-yard line and we held him on fourth down and goal and got the ball. Instead of it, we were up 6-0. Instead of them being either 6-6 or 7-6, we made them snap it again and we held them and then we took the ball and drove it out and probably would have scored on that drive. I think we bobbled a snap on that one or a holding penalty. Offensively, Friday night, we only had two drives that we didn't score on. And one of them, we bobbled the snap and had to fall on it. That cost us 13 yards. And then the other one was we had two back-to-back holding penalties that put us behind the chains. But I thought the biggest thing Friday night was the selflessness of our kids, the actions that, you know, sometimes it's hard to explain to teenagers why we're not letting you go out on a pass route or something like that because they were blitzing. And I thought Trace and Rhett and Harry and those guys played tight end. It was a very selfless act by them because they weren't going out because I didn't know where they were going to blitz everybody. So I was trying to max protect with seven guys. Yeah. And I thought those guys did a great job Friday night, you know, playing selfless football and making the offense work. And I thought, you know, we talk about the offensive line and the defensive line, linebackers, but the kids, and we talked about it on Monday, it's the playoffs. You want to win it. You just got to know your role and accept it. And sometimes that's hard. But overall, I thought kids did a really, really good job.
I agree, Coach. And we unfortunately have to take a break real quick. And there's more to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. But right now, we're going to take a word from our sponsors.
Your proud new home for the Frederick Academy Knights Brandon Derrick Coaches Show this season, Nat's Landing. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7:30 as the Knights head coach breaks down the week in Frederick Academy football. And, of course, enjoy the flip-flop atmosphere that has made Nat's Landing famous. 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's, 912-638-7378, and let's go Knights!
Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Herron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Herron Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Herron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 35 years locally owned and operated. Give them a call, 912-267-7802, or check them out online at herronds.com.
H&H Lifestyles on St. Simons is proud to sponsor this broadcast of the Frederick Academy Knights 2017 football season. From first downs and touchdowns to kickoffs and playoffs, the H&H team will be cheering on the Frederick team. H&H Lifestyles, appliances, bedding, audio, video, electrical, and security, located in Retreat Plaza on St. Simons Island. Go Knights!
Well, welcome back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm John Wessler, on location at Nat's Landing, our host, where we've been all season. Hope to be here for many weeks to come. This segment is brought to you by Nat's Landing, by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, by Herron Document Systems, and by H&H Lifestyles over there at the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center. You're looking at it from the front. It's just over to the right. Well, Coach, it was an exciting game, and we knew, I think everybody had the sense that at any point that they could be right back in it. They got back in the game. I think one of the biggest catalysts for us was after they scored, they were back in the football game, and Isaiah Jackson ran that 80-yard kickoff. I watched it. It was as if it was in slow motion. And the thing I can tell you, and I tried to express this to college scouts that were listening in, he has this unbelievably instinctive, unteachable ability to slow down and wait for his opponent to make a move before he decides what he's going to do. It's almost like one of those, you know, crouching dragon, hidden dragon, whatever. You know, I'm talking about that movie where he waits for them to make their move, and then just they're not even within tackling distance of him within half a second. He did that like four or five times, just going basically straight up the field while people were trying to tackle him. He really didn't deviate within like 5 yards from where he caught the ball, and as far as running north and south, I'm sure you watched it on film. You see what I'm talking about? It's just stopping and starting and then accelerating, you know, on a dime. And it turned the momentum back around, like in your face. You know,
it's big.
It was so powerful.
Yeah, the kickoff return was huge for us. We gave up the touchdown, and he responded. We worked on it. We've been going over it and over it and over it. The kids laughed, but I said something about it before the game. We need to run the kickoff back. We've been practicing it the double ways. We've been setting it up, and it looked good all week, the last 3 or 4 weeks of practice, but nobody ever kicks it deep to us.
Yeah.
And when they did, that was the last time they kicked it deep to us, too, because we ran it back. But
Well, when you got Jay Sean back there and Jalen back there and you got Isaiah back there and you got all these other people that are athletes, I mean.
I thought the guys did a really good job in the two levels, the front guys and the second line did a really good job of setting that wedge. Isaiah made one move or two and then boom, it was a straight line for him. But Isaiah's hard to tackle if you got him in a phone booth. Our guys have to tackle him on a daily basis at practice, and he moves really well. He's a very shifty runner while he's gaining yards.
Yeah, while he's leaning forward, he's still making you stop. It's like trying to tackle Michael Vick or something.
Yeah, he's a very shifty runner. He's got great hips, great feet, you know. But as that was a huge moment, I don't think, besides right near the end, they got within 13 points, but we were always ahead. Predominantly all night by 20 or more during the game. And I think that was huge to seize the moment. And it gave us something to go in, you know, right there. We put points on the board. I think it was 28-14 at the half. And then we came out, and I think we had the penalty or so, and that halted the drive. And then we punted, and we stopped them, pinned them back deep. Then we got the ball and scored again, made it 35-14. And we kind of never really looked back. From that point on, and you know, they're a pretty good football team. I thought our guys did a really good job handling the adversity and playing through it, and not panicking. And overall, during that, you know, like I said, a few things we got to correct, a few things we really worked on hard at this week in practice is tackling, and pursuit defensively. Making plays, don't wait on just one guy to make it. Let's get everybody the ball. And offensively, just maintain blocks and protecting the football and make the plays. You know, when you dial it up, I think we dialed up some plays, and big-time players make big-time plays. And I think Jay Sean probably made one of the bigger ones right now when Rich over the guy and caught that touchdown.
Oh, yeah. You know, I was talking about it on the radio, Jay Sean. I see him over here. You reminded me, Jay, of Julio Jones. Both in the Alabama game where he reached over the backside of the defender, caught the ball, holding on to it against the backside of the guy's helmet, and landed with a man on top of him with the ball in his hands. And the Falcons game the other night when we lost, unfortunately, last Sunday night to New England, but he was just angry. You know, when he caught that ball, he reached over. I mean, the ball was thrown straight to the New England guy, and he just reached over, and he was just so angry. He just ripped it out of his hands and pulled it over his head. That's what I was trying to describe on the radio, the way you caught that football. It was just an athletic, aggressive, I am going to get this football, you know, and it was really one of the better plays I've seen all season, and all together. I mean, it was a great play. And it was a well-thrown football, too, by Jalen. But, you know, offensively, I felt like we were firing on all cylinders. Defensively, I felt like we set the tone in a way that was, it started with the opening of the football game.
Yeah.
And, you know, we kicked the ball off to them to begin the game, and defense came out, set the tone. And I want to say to the seniors that are here and to the seniors that may listen in and just to the seniors in general, if they don't even hear me, you know, somebody stepped up besides the coaches who have stepped up every game. Somebody stepped up and did something to infuse some type of spirit in them on last Friday night that I hope stays with us for the remainder of the season. We came out with an expectation and a desire and a knowledge of, you know, what we're supposed to be doing, and we really put, I think, Tiff Deere in a position where the only way they could possibly beat us was to pull a Rob Wetzler. My big brother's Rob Wetzler. The only way Rob Wetzler, you know, can beat you after you're up on him is to get in your head.
Right.
You know? And I was like, don't let Rob get in your head. I was thinking about my big brother. I love my brother, but I'm just telling you, he'll get in your head, and he'll make you do stupid things. He'll make you get in a fight.
Something we talk about on a regular basis is don't get involved with the chitter-chatter and stay focused on what we're trying to do. And, you know, we got involved with it a little bit and got a little show and match here and there and a few things. But, you know, overall, it was a game, you know, and I thought the kids responded really well. They came out and played at a high intensity. I think there were some moments in the game that we relaxed a little bit when we got up 21 here and there. But overall, I thought, you know, it's something to build on. Go into this week, you know, I talked about it this week, is go out and keep the intensity up for 48 minutes, because you're only guaranteed 48 minutes. But if you don't play 48 minutes of high intensity football, you're not going to be guaranteed anymore. So, you know, our goal is to play high-intensity football for 48 minutes and go out and execute and play the game. And so far, you know, we handled that last Friday, and we get the opportunity to go out and play 48 more minutes and enjoy it.
Well, you are listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I think it's very important. One thing that I wanted to mention to you and get your feelings on, from this point, you know, we're whittling down talent-wise the teams that have more and more talent. So we're among those teams. We've believed that. We've talked about that from the beginning of the season. We've known that we are we're in the premier level of teams in all of GISA football. But it's so important, I think, for us to remember as we go forward that, you know, one of the biggest, you know, self-control, discipline issues, apart from knowing your assignment, apart from executing and all that, is going to be not allowing ourselves to make stupid mistakes, not allowing ourselves to make penalties where we have flagrant, you know, personal fouls. It's always the second guy.
Right.
It's always the guy who retaliates, who gets caught. That's going to be the difference between winning and losing from here forward.
Right.
Is that in between the whistles, it is, you know, no holds barred. But after that whistle goes, I don't care if somebody did something worthy of the opprobrium.
Right.
Scoring contempt amongst all fans and against everyone, and if the referees didn't catch it, so be it. But, you know, if we don't control ourselves after that whistle blows, that is the only thing, in my opinion, that is keeping us from being able to reach our potential.
It's something that we talk about on a daily basis is, you know, Don't create stupid penalties. Every now and then you're going to get a holding penalty. That's a judgment call. And our guys are very physical. We like to be physical and make plays down the field and knock people out of bounds and do things that are on the side for our perimeter guys. We're going to get a holding penalty every now and then because our guys are trying to get to that next level and make that block. And sometimes it gets called, sometimes it doesn't. But the stuff, like you said, after the whistle, we can't have any chatter and things like that. But the biggest thing is you can't jump off sides. And that was our biggest thing Friday night, was just don't continue drives by jumping off sides. To watch the football, be disciplined. And here's the funny thing, we worked on it all week. It wasn't like they hadn't heard them go on two or three. And the funny thing is one of the guys run off field and he goes, "Coach, they're trying to get us to jump off sides." No, you know, I can't say it on radio what I wanted to say.
Yeah, I mean,
when
you're a superior team, what do they have besides getting in your head?
I'm like, so, I was like, no kidding, but it wasn't, I don't think it was no kidding was the word I used at the time. You know, that was one of those things that I felt like, those are the little things that if we can get off the field on third down and put the ball back in the offense's hand, and the offense that turned the ball over, and that's what I told the kids. You know, every possession with a kick on offense, we either punt it, or we're kicking an extra point, or we're kicking a field goal. And every possession on a kick, if we do that, we're going to be hard to beat. And, you know, we did. We were the king in extra points, and we punted twice all night. So we didn't turn the ball over, knock on wood or wherever we got at. But it was a solid night for us all the way around. Yeah.
Well, we're going to take a break. I just want to say I think I called Mark Richmond, our team chaplain, from the booth. I think I called him four times throughout the game to tell him, to tell specific individuals, most of the time my own son, that when the whistle blows, you need to stop.
Yeah,
and please explain to them that they are going to cost us the football game.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Mark's a lot more diplomatic than I am, him being a minister of the Lord there.
Yeah.
He was a lot more diplomatic about it, but I was like, Mark, please go tell so and so that when the whistle blows, he's going to cost us the football game. He's like, I got you.
Yeah.
Anyway, but we will be right back on the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With two locations to serve all of Glenn County, Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.
Great food, snacks, and the best selection of energy drinks in the Golden Isles? Parker's. A day outdoors, coolers, suntan oil, beach chairs, ice? Parker's. Fresh fruit cups, salads, and dipping dots? Parker's. Get your Pump Perks card and start saving on every gallon of gas today at Parker's. www.parkersga.com, a proud supporter of Frederica Athletics. Parker's, and let's go Knights. Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
For years, Shalvin Hogan has been providing quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses. Shalvin Hogan's expertise ranges from tax preparation and accounting services to more in-depth services such as audits and financial planning. Shalvin Hogan assures that every client receives the close analysis and attention they deserve. So either stop in at 101 Plantation Chase on St. Simon's Island, or give them a call at 638-9031.
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm John Wetzler on location at Nass Landing. Our host, our gracious host, who always does a great job for us here. This has been a great season. We've had a great service here, and it's been a wonderful sort of little break every Wednesday night we've had here at Matt's Landing in Redfern Village. So thank you so much to all the wait staff and all the people here who've done such a great job every single Wednesday. We hope to see you again for weeks to come. This segment of the head coach, Brandon DeWoo. There we go. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show is brought to you by Urgent Med 1. That's the one in Brunswick. Urgent Med Plus, that's the one on St. Simon's over by Winn-Dixie. By Parker's, by Jessup Furniture, and by Shelvin Hogan. Well, Coach, we're kind of on the tail end of the program here. We're from here till the end. We don't have another break. We're just going to basically talk about what to expect. I know you're not worried about who we play, and I'm not either. I'm just worried about whether or not we're prepared, and I'm sure that's your concern. And so we're playing Heritage.
Yeah, they're a solid football team. Out of Region 1, I think they went 7-3 I think they lost to Trinity Sharpsburg, Trinity Christian Sharpsburg for the region championship.
Trinity the one we play or Trinity? No. Okay, that's what, there's two Trinities, so that's confusing on the grid there.
Not the Trinity that we play, but it was one from Sharpsburg over near Noonan, and so Heritage is from Noonan, Georgia also, so it's a pretty big rival game. They lost to them, so they were the second seed, and they handled Augusta Prep pretty well last Friday. I think they beat them 40.
Augusta Prep was preferred, didn't they?
I think they were favored, but I think Augusta Prep had some pretty significant injuries going into it. And, you know, Heritage, they played well. They were at home, and they won, and won 42-24. And, you know, they got a pretty good running back. He's about 6'2", 195. And he runs pretty well inside the tackles. Their O-line's pretty solid. Defensively, we're going to see a lot of the same stuff that we saw from Tift. They're going to be in a 3-4. So
they got three down linemen, and they got
four linebackers. Two of them will be standing up on the outside, kind of like a defensive end, outside linebacker leverage type thing. And then you got two inside linebackers, and they're going to play a shell coverage, kind of a cover four look. So similar to us, but we play ours a little different than they do. But, you know, from what we've seen and what we're preparing for is, you know, we're going to try to handle it very similar. They don't blitz as much as Fifth Area did. So for us, we got to go about our business and handle it up front, get our calls down. And we're going to still be, you know, we're going to be in the shotgun, running the spread. We're going to attack from many different fronts and formations and from different areas. I'm going to use all 53 yards from sideline to sideline to make you defend us, and we're going to put them on our athletes' hands, and we're going to go play football. And defensively, they run a little bit more of that, I want to say it's kind of Auburn-esque offense, jet motion and sniffer back and pull people.
Cheating.
Well, it's what they do, and which is, that's fine. We just got to read our keys, and we'll be right where we want to be. Defensively, the big thing for us is to get there, get to the football, but get there with a little bit of a bad attitude, wrap up. The big thing we've worked on this week is tackling and running our feet, run through the tackle and make the play. And I feel like the guys have done a good job this week. I thought Monday's practice was outstanding. I thought Tuesday's was average. And then I thought today it started out like it was going to be really, really bad. We had a little come to Jesus or come to Coach Derek meeting right out there at the beginning of practice. I about was out of breath, about passed out and died, but we got everybody motivated and got going. And
representative of Jesus.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I don't know if Jesus done up downs like I did really fast like they were. And then I got to thinking after about 20, Coach Derek there stopped, was going to die of a heart attack. So, but we got the message across, and I thought the kids came out after that. Usually we go into pout mode and we're going to soak around, but they didn't. They actually flipped a different switch, and they said, well, you know what, we're going to be mad too, and we're going to go out here and knock each other's head off. And I thought our tackling session, I thought our defensive session was outstanding. We went to pass scale right into that. I thought the guys ran a lot of very crisp routes. I thought we looked very sharp. Our intensity and our movement between whistles to stations to stations was outstanding today. So I thought overall, Monday really good, Tuesday about average, today really good. Told them tomorrow, come out, let's be prepared to go take care of business on Friday night and play like we're capable of playing. And I think the guys, they understand the magnitude. The next one, we're in the Final Four, and it's at home too, you know. And we can play the Final Four at home and pull it out. We're very close. We're just two steps away, guys, from being where we want to be, and that's kind of our goal.
Well, this is the Fred Reek Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I believe that whatever y'all did back there at practice and the coaches' meetings, whatever the seniors may have done, whatever the rest of the team may have done to get into everyone's heads showed last Friday night with an attitude, with a spirit that was contagious among the team. I thought there was a very renewed and revived and And I felt like there was a evolved, you know, adapted sense of urgency for the situation we have on hand, which is the fact that we're in the playoffs. And I'm going to use a word that maybe on the bingo cards, palpable. It was capable of being felt by those around us and in the stands and in the press box. It was you could feel it. And my prayer and my hope and my desire is that we not only remember that, but that we take it into Friday night.
Well, I think the way they've approached this week, Monday, you know, you kind of don't know what you're going to get out of teenagers. My dad told me that a long time ago. I was the idiot taking the job, teaching teenage boys and coaching them. But I felt like Monday we had all of that wrapped up. And I think they come out with that desire to let's get to the next round. And, you know, sometimes in the playoffs, just the word playoffs sort of bring hope and you should be rejuvenated. And besides the coaches, you know, I don't sleep much during football season. I don't sleep any during playoffs. Because I stay up.
You need sleep. Trust me, I just had a nap. And
yeah.
Great.
But I stay up really late watching game film. But you're always looking for something that you can pick on. And I think the kids do a really good job. And I think this week it's been amped up even more than last week. I don't know if that's from a coaching standpoint. It could very well be that we've amped it up a little bit more. But the thing is, it don't matter how much I run around yelling and screaming if they don't buy into the yelling and screaming and getting amped up.
Yeah.
I can run around in a clown suit and be chased by a bullet. It don't mean that I'm still in a rodeo. But they went out there and bought into the whole thing of we're going to get better and we're going to knock people's head off. And I today at tackling circuit, and I was like, wow, this might have been the hardest we've hit all year. And it might have been because they hated me at that point, but it didn't matter. I told them, I got to make them all mad and make us better. That's what we'll do. But I think there is that rejuvenation, and you never guaranteed another playoff game. You know? So seize the moment.
Yep.
While you're in it, seize it. Go take it. That's what I tell them. And I think they've bought into that. And I'm excited. I think they're excited. I think they're ready. You know, I'll tell you one of the biggest things Friday night that the kids really loved was all parents lining the field house doors. That was, the kids come out, and I mean, and they didn't know it. We didn't tell them that or didn't tell anything, but all the parents being there and everybody running out of all those kids. And at that point, they realized, listen, I think it hit them. We're not just playing to play. We're playing for all these people standing around here cheering us on, and they got our back. And I think the kids understood that, and I think that's a big thing. All the fan support, you know, get out there, be loud, be proud. We've got some things we want to do, and I think they've got their mind set on doing it too.
Well, it really was an exciting game. It really was just all around. I mean, poor Coach Mathis, pulled, got injured, getting excited on the sidelines. You know, I was jumping up and down. I think a couple times I almost fell in the press box. You know, of course, we got these partitions in there, and I'm trying to see what's going on. And I was knocking myself out trying to see what was happening. It was an exciting football game, and we had great fan support. My hope is that this week we'll have even more.
Yeah.
You know, we'll have even more people that may not come out to every game, but that care about football, that care about Frederica. We really need as much people as we can get out there.
It's the playoffs, people.
It is, and it is, it, you know, what I don't know. I may be different than a lot of people, but I just feel like what else could you possibly do on Friday night than go watch a good high school football game that's
right.
Intense. I mean, to me, there's only one or two other things that are more fun than that.
Yeah.
But, Coach, we appreciate you. We love you. We appreciate what you and Coach Burkett and Coach Mathis and and everybody else on the coaching staff has done, not just this season, but over, you know, over time to get these guys prepared, not just for the playoffs, but to get them prepared for the adversity of life. And my hope is that I really don't care what the outcome is. I want to see us go out there and sell out like we did last Friday, every single play, be self-disciplined, understand our objectives on every single play, forget about what happened before, worry about what we're supposed to do right now. Y'all are doing a great job, and it, you know, it's just, it, with all the troubles in the world that we all have, and we all have troubles, we have this little cornerstone of exciting hope about this Friday night,
right,
on St. Simon's Island at home, where we come out and watch another great football game.
Yeah, it's come out and relax, and I would say relax, but be emotional, you know, and have fun. Block it all out. You get 2.5 hours, come out and have fun and support these kids that they work hard every day, and, you know, let all the pressure fall on my shoulders.
Yeah.
I get paid to do that, so let's go have some fun and win and get to the Final Four.
Well, thank you all for coming out. Thank you. Thank you for joining us again here at Nats Landing for the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick, where we broadcast on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Please remember to come out next week, Lord willing. I think we'll actually be here next week, no matter what, but when things go well Friday night, we will be here at a minimum next week as well. For the Nats Landing here on St. Simon's Island in Redfern Village for the Coaches Show at 7:30 for the Brandon Derrick Frederick Academy Coaches Show. Signing off, I am John Wetzler. Thank you.